Good evening. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. How may I be of assistance? Hello, Mr. Schmendrick. Tied to a tree, you say? Yeah. Well, this sounds like a perfect opportunity for a transformation spell. Okay, do you know the one that goes, is it Gumtina Krusty Storly Hosty? Yeah, well, I don't want to say the entire thing over the phone. Who knows what it might do over the phone? Why don't you go ahead and try that? Tell me what happens. Oh, the tree came to life and now it's in love with you. Yeah, well, that can happen sometimes. Well, you know, when you're dealing with magic, it's inherently illogical. You can't apply logic to something that's illogical, you know. It's going to be inherently unpredictable. It's like being the Speaker of a House in a Democrat-controlled Congress. Yes, I know I'm going to get letters about that, but it was worth it. I don't do political humor that often. Well, about the tree, there is one thing you can try. Do you happen to have a unicorn nearby? Okay, ask the unicorn to denature the spell on the tree. Yeah. All right. And, the unicorn set you free? All right, well, in that case, I guess you're all set. So, call me back if you have any problems. All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. That reminds me. I forgot to get Grendel a Christmas in July present this year. Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you? Oh, hello again, Sylvester. Again? What did I tell you? Always make sure you're touching the magic pebble. Okay, just wait there, and I'll make sure that we get an emergency magical reversal response team out to you. Okay. Good evening. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. How may I help you? Oh, turned into a mouse, you say. Well, congratulations, sir. Oh, you didn't want to be? I see. Okay. Tell me, have you eaten anything chocolate recently? Yeah. And by any chance, did it taste peculiarly of alarm clock? Okay. What you had was a time-released transformation potion. I'm afraid there is no known cure. Yep. I'm afraid you're going to have to learn to live as a mouse. So, let me give you a number here. 555. Mumble. Yeah, the name is Little. And they'll be able to help you learn to live as a mouse. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. When are people going to start listening to those public service announcements about taking chocolate from witches? Good evening, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you? Hello again, Schmendrick. I see your unicorn friend is... She's fighting Red Bull? Well, you don't have to fight the Red Bull. No, it's nice. It gives you wings. Oh, that Red Bull. Yeah, that could be a problem. Well, here's an idea. It's looking for a unicorn, right? So just turn her into something that's not a unicorn. I wouldn't advise actually casting a spell. You might want to just let the magic do whatever it wants. Well, you remember what happened last time. Magic do as you will, yeah. And a human. You turned her into a human? Oh, she's gonna be mad at you.